Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Right now, we're going through the book of James in chapter 1 in the New English Translation, and this is what it says in verses 26 and 27. If someone thinks he is religious, yet does not bridle his tongue, and so deceives his heart, his religion is futile. Pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their misfortune, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, what beautiful verses these are, and hard to live by, but so important. I'm just going to start with the first part, Lord. I pray for those who struggle with their tongues, who you know, there's some that are tongue-tied and can't seem to say the right thing at the right time, or say the wrong thing at the right time, or the right thing at the wrong time. But this scripture is mostly talking about people that speak out of turn, who use their tongues to destroy others. And Lord, I look back on my own life and see some of those times where I've done that, or that my words that I've printed have not been right. So Father, forgive me. Forgive me for forgive me for gossip. Forgive me for sharing things I shouldn't share. Forgive me for not bridling my tongue, for keeping it in check. Forgive me for not loving people well with the way that I speak about them. Lord, I pray all of us today would just be hearkened back to the holiness that is controlling our tongue. We cannot do this on our own. We need your strength. We need your spirit to check us and to keep us from destroying others, because there's nothing that hurts a relationship more than an unbridled tongue that is flapping and saying all sorts of things. And Lord, when I look back on my regrets of my life, I think about some of the things that I have said, and I just shrink back into myself. And Lord, I'm thankful that you're bigger than that. I'm thankful that your blood covers that. And I'm also thankful for the opportunity to repent of it. Lord, would you bring to mind today people that we need to repent before, to ask forgiveness from, to say, I'm really sorry that I said that. I shouldn't have. I should have told the truth there. Or maybe I was too truthful and I hurt your reputation, or whatever it might be. Lord, I pray that you would hearken us, that you would help us to find those spaces where we can repent. And I just thank you that right now we have that beautiful privilege of being able to get right with you at any moment of any day. Right now, we can be right with you. And if our tongues have flapped, you will forgive, but we need to come to you and confess that sin. Your word says that our religion is absolutely futility if we cannot control our tongues. We also pray that you would protect those leaders in our lives, those Christian leaders who also will incur a stricter judgment because of their position. Would you help them to protect their tongues? And Lord, for this latter half of this verse, you're talking about what real religion is here. So we can nullify our religion by the words that we say and the words that we meditate on and the words that we write, but we will confirm our right relationship with you, not because we're working our way to heaven, but we will show that we are your children if we do two things. If we care for other people and we keep ourselves unstained by the world. This is a theology of engagement and disengagement. Engagement with the things of this world in terms of people, not things, not ideologies, not the way that the world operates, but with people of the world, the orphans and the widows, those people who cannot fend for themselves. Lord, help us to identify who those people are in our lives, in our backyards, in our neighborhoods, across the world, so that we can be a people who love widows and orphans and the unfortunate and the alien and the exile and the political prisoner and those in prison and all those places where there's just neglect and abuse and pain. Lord, help us to have open eyes to the needs of this world. And Lord, I have a hunch that there are some in our backyard as well. And Lord, teach us what it means to be so enraptured and in love with you that the things of this world pale in comparison. Forgive us for our idolatry in chasing after things or fame or status or wealth or position or power. We don't want that. That's how the world operates. But you didn't operate that way. You slipped into humanity as a baby. You didn't come with fanfare. You didn't come demanding. You came to serve. And so, Lord, we want to have the same mindset that you had, Jesus, when you walked this earth. Thank you so much for loving us, Lord. And I pray this in your powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you. I am praying for you. Thank you to the patrons of Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday if you'd like to help keep this show on the air and pay for the little different parts of it, for Caleb, who is always being so faithful in editing this podcast. So thank you ahead of time. And my prayer for you today is that God would open your eyes to the needs around you and that he would give you a whole bunch of joy as you fill those needs.